Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Art at the Source, the annual West Sonoma County Open Studio Tour, now in its 25th year. Art at the Source runs June 1st and 2nd and June 8th and 9th at artist studios all over West Sonoma County. I'm here with artist Sally Baker and with Art at the Source project manager Eve Lindy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Sally, tell us about Art at the Source. This is a project you have been with since year one, now in its 25th year. What can people expect and what do people do to enjoy Art at the Source?
Well, there's many things to do during Art at the Source, but one of the main things is to see artists in their studios and also to talk about the process that the particular artist goes through to create their work. Many of us work in isolation when we're actually doing our artwork, so this is an opportunity to share it with the public, answer their questions, tell them what inspires us. Having been with the program since the beginning, it's amazing how it has evolved, and the work is extraordinary of the different artists. We have a catalog that people can see, and it's also online. And in addition, one of the ways to get the flavor of the whole program is to go to the Spaspel Center for the Arts and see the exhibit that has one piece from each of the artists in the program.
Right. It's almost like the Spaspel Center for the Arts is kind of the hub or maybe the central focus point where you have kind of a preview exhibit on display now.
Exactly.
Where you can get a taste of these different artists and then you can find out where they're at and go track them down.
Exactly.
Eve, as the project manager, what's some of the work that you do with Art at the Source, and maybe you can give us your perspective?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's just a real joy to work with all of these artists. There are 108 of them in the program this year.
Wow.
And so many different art forms, from glass to painting to jewelry, ceramics, woodworking, printmaking. I'm probably leaving out something, but it's just really a great variety and a great inspiration. It's really wonderful to see so much beautiful work from the artists in their studios and at the exhibit. Sally's being modest, but she actually hangs that exhibit. She does a fantastic job, and it's really beautiful to see. And then the sponsorship of Sebastopol Center for the Arts really brings together the artists and supports them in the program and helps them build their business, and kind of all year long really is just to be a great support to the artists in showing and selling their work throughout. But the Open Studios is kind of the highlight of all of that. And we also bring together partnerships with other businesses that advertise in our catalog, or that, for instance, this year we're doing this thing with the Taste Route 116. I don't know if you've heard about them.
Please tell me.
Well, they're a consortium of wineries north of town. There are 17 different locations, and they've got a great ad in our program with a list of who they all are. And they're partnering with us by donating wine for our events and also offering 2-for-1 tastings to anyone that goes to the Open Studios during the 2 weekends. So really nice partnerships. So we bring together the support of the community to really highlight the creativity that we have here in West County.
Yeah, again, the first 2 weekends in June, June 1st and 2nd, and then 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. all those days. Mm-hmm. You can get the catalog, again, at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, or you can go to artatthesource.org
for all that
information. Is that enough time to see 108 studios?
Absolutely not.
Well, there are a number of places where you can see a number of artists in one location, and they're sometimes clustered together in different neighborhoods. But it's also just lovely to take a drive out to the coast and see the folks in Bodega or in Jenner, and really enjoy the scenery and everything else that Sonoma County has to offer as well. So it's just really wonderful to be situated in such a great area, and fingers crossed, the weather's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much, Sally and Eve, for coming in this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Again, artatthesource.org, probably the best place to start. And we'll see you out there June 1st and 2nd and June 8th and 9th.
Great. Thank you very much.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.